Okay. Huh? Yesterday, I got a big thing from Hair Cuttery.
I remember. Basket of goodies.
As I mentioned over the weekend, on the day before Easter, I got my hair cut at Hair Cuttery, and it was a real CF, waiting for people to walk in at the last second before they closed. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, and, you know, I always like verification, sometimes from the real people that I run into in my life that I talk about. Like right. I mentioned, the guy at the gas station.
Uh-huh.
As it turns out, he called... When did he call, Robbie?
I think it was Wednesday.
And we've tried to get back to him, right?
Yeah,
what's the deal?
He's not at work. He's not at work, and now he's not back till Monday.
Now, what about the guy at the gas station?
Well, he's the guy. I like getting verification from the real people that I run into in my life. Like
this
guy who I described, and I hope I didn't hurt his feelings by saying he was a cross between Goober and Gomer from Andy of Mayberry, because that's just the type of nice, easygoing guy he is. He works at the Exxon station, and you pull in, and no matter what the problem is, the guy's got a smile for everybody.
He'll fix it. You asked him to call then?
No, I didn't ask him to call. I had talked about him when I talked about what happened over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
A couple days ago, Rob said, the guy from the Exxon station called.
He just called.
So I'd love to get him on the air.
Sure.
But anyway.
He's busy. So when can we expect another call from George Lindsay?
As soon as he finishes changing the price signs.
So I was at the Hair Cuttery over the weekend. I told you that.
Right.
Then yesterday they sent the big basket full of stuff, of crap that I'll never use, the shampoo and all that stuff. Yeah, all the stuff that they try to push on you on your way out the door. And they sent along the gift cards and
the VIP card.
Yeah, and the card that says specifically,
mm-hmm.
you will always get the next stylist. You never wait for a haircut.
First in line you are.
If all chairs are occupied,
mm-hmm.
you get the next chair.
You're in.
Of all the things you received, that was the one I found most fascinating because he said, whoever sent this to you, that there was a limited number of releases of these cards. Like what, six or seven?
Seven. Hold on. Let me see.
Maybe eight.
One, two, three, four, five, six. And according to the VP at Hair Cuttery, I'm the seventh.
Number seven.
I can't wait to hear who's on this list.
The note also says...
Is it a movers and shakers list?
In some respects, yes.
Very good.
Can't wait.
Also, it's free. I looked at the card last night when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
My haircuts are free.
Yeah.
And who's the...
Who is the fashion guy that goes on the Today Show?
Oh, the...
Cujo?
Yeah. Oh, he used to be on Entertainment Tonight, right?
Stephen Kajakuru.
Yes, but they call him Cujo.
Yeah,
right. Is he on it? Is he on the list?
No, I'm sorry, he's not.
Okay.
I don't know that he's well right now.
He has a kidney or a liver problem.
An issue,
that's
yeah.
what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Read the Bible.
Okay.
Read the Bible.
You're covered
Bible.
Now.
Okay, Pat.
That's on page 103. I now and I quote the Bible. I like giving the page number.
So you can find it
so you
faster.
Can look it up
right.
real fast. Yeah. Page 103.
This is very exciting.
Now, believe it or not, a couple of people have actually come up to me in the last couple of days and said, hey, a VIP card is a gift card.
Oh.
Okay. I understand the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the gift cards. Yeah. I got some of the gift cards.
This is totally different.
It looks like an American Express gold card.
Right.
It's like a real credit card. Where's my wallet? Oh, my wallet's down the car. Hey, that's good news.
Where's my wallet?
Let me make sure that the alarm is turned on in my car.
Come back.
Anyway, it's like a credit card,
right?
And it's got my name. You know,
so you don't have it with you right now,
embossed.
It's
like
down
a credit
in the,
card.
It's down in the car.
Yeah, that's a foolish move.
Yeah,
foolish move. Just to leave it sitting there. You know, everybody's going to want one.
And that's exactly where it is. All of the contents of my wallet, incidentally, are displayed on the dashboard. All of them laid out like a magician doing a card trick when he lays out the 52 cards in front of you. Okay. So the guy sends me the letter, says not only can you cut in line, every haircut for the rest of your life is free.
That's incredible.
We've only given six of these. Here are the people who've received them besides me.
Oh, good.
Jimmy Carter's daughter,
Amy
Carter.
Amy Carter.
That's great.
Former star of Beverly Hills 90210, Shannon Doherty.
Couple of chicks.
Mm.
Former Vice President Dan Quayle.
Look at his hair.
He looks good.
Beautiful.
You know, so far you got Shannon Doherty, who's maybe maybe a push, but you got Amy Carter and Dan Quayle on there.
Michael Bolton.
Oh,
no,
I didn't know they did that kind of work.
I couldn't make this up.
His hair's short now.
And now here's the thing.
But he's got, doesn't he have plugs?
And listen,
or a wig?
I don't want to put the people from Haircuttery down because they're nice enough to send this to me, and I do feel like it's a big deal. But I realize now when I read this list, I am not the first disc jockey they have come to.
Oh, no.
Really?
Who else?
Ryan Seacrest got the card.
Bastard.
I bet he doesn't use it, though.
Tell him you want his
hair. He's got that guy that does his hair on the show.
Well, yeah, for work, but the rest of the time.
But if he's on the road and he needs a haircut and a pinch.
All right. But the last one is the one that I'm really the happiest about. And yeah. I bet out of all these people, me being one of the big seven now, I bet he's probably the only bastard like me that would really use it.
Who?
Regis Philbin.
Oh, my God.
How
the Freebie Meister.
Congratulations.
That is an exclusive club.
That makes you a winner.
That's almost like a can you get to 10.
That's right? Incredible.
So I had hot seven-way sex with Regis Philbin, Dan Quayle, Michael Bolton, Amy Carter, Shannon Doherty, and Ryan Seacrest.
When is the big Haircuttery VIP dinner?
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
But I think it's funny. And I don't think the guy is being goofy.
No. No, I think that's a serious
thing. He wrote the letter that arrived today.
The list just happens to be goofy. I don't think he's trying to do anything. I think that's a 100% legitimate list.
No, the letter is on stationery.
Was
DHL'd overnight. It's like, thank you for your support. Realize that these are specially made cards that we only give to people who really like the Haircuttery. And incidentally, here's the people that you are in the club with.
It surprises me how exclusive this club is. I mean, how limited the membership is. My God, only six other people.
Six people.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, they probably give these things out like candy.
Can you imagine walking into a Haircuttery and all those people were in the chairs? How special would that be? Be like a Vanity Fair cover.
I don't know what to make of it, except for whatever reason, it makes me feel important.
You're the luckiest boy alive.
Here's your challenge, and I think this, you were saying you're probably the only one that would use it. You mentioned Regis Philbin. I think you should be the one that uses it the most.
I can guarantee you
that. How about a haircut a week? Why not?
A trim?
It's free.
Every week?
You know what?
Sure.
And how about go to different ones all the time?
No. And that way I'm lazy.
Yeah.
You want to go with the one near your house?
What I'd rather do is just go to the one by my house.
Oh, they will hate you.
Mike, you know what? You got it. And you will be able to gauge and judge. Could you be able to tell when my hair starts to look scruffy?
TV people get their hair cut every week.
Every week.
How about every 2 weeks?
Reasonable.
How about every 2 weeks?
Reasonable. I think every 2 weeks.
Because really, right. I pretty much, I think
will
I'm
you,
like.
Will you tip?
Ooh.
Is there anything on that card that says gratuity included?
No, it doesn't. And yes, I will tip.
Good for you.
Only because they know who I am.
Well, and it's a service.
I don't mean to pry, but how much will you tip? What do you tip on an inexpensive free haircut?
What I normally do is if it's $14, I give them 15. You know, because I figure I could go somewhere else and get my haircut like for $80.
Right.
And if they do a good job, hold on. What are you laughing at me for?
He's
what are you doing?
That's
cheap. That's why.
That's like
cheap.
That's a 100% tip.
$1.
A dollar
on $14.
No. I give her $15.
Oh, right. As a tip.
Do you
in
understand?
Addition to
it
the cost, $14.
Oh, you give 100%.
It costs.
Do you know what that sounded like? The way you said it.
Yeah.
It sounded like you get a $14 haircut. You give them $15.
No,
that
I
sounded
do.
Like a you dollar
get,
tip.
You get a $14 haircut. That's how much it costs,
And then you put $15 on top of it.
Yes, and
that's
I
what
tip.
I
$15.
See, we all thought the same thing. It sounded to me like you were giving a dollar tip.
Keep the
change. Mike, you know my motto, as insecure as I am, especially if it's somewhere where they know me. Mm. Oh, and this used to drive Frieda nuts. We'd go out to eat somewhere, and like no one would even say anything to me.
Right.
No one would make eye contact with me. But we would have a wonderful dinner, and they would come over the end of the night with a check, and I'd say, "Let me do that," and I would always leave a huge tip, and she'd say. Now, why are you doing that? She says, why you got to leave 25%? I said, first off, it's my motto. As long as I can afford it, I overtip.
Yes.
That's how I make sure that no one spits in my food. And I said, second, because I'm just such a freaking egotist, I'm sure they know who I am. I'm sure they're waiting for me to leave so that
Didn't
they can say.
Did we read an article about that one time? That you got to do it. If there's even a remote chance that you're going to be known,
there's a
you have to leave
Bingo.
A big tip.
Yeah, there was a website, as a matter of fact. You said the stuff about you wasn't true, but they had you on as a guy that, that went somewhere.
Bitterwaitress.com.
Yeah, they had Mike
That's
on.
Right.
They
yeah.
had Mike on as a guy. Oh, and I think they had one with me going to the Palm restaurant where they said I left like a penny.
I don't even really not tip, even if it's bad service.
Right.
I still will leave like 20%.
Well, there's so many things involved in the meal that you know somebody might have messed up.
Right.
You don't want to short anybody. So. Right.
No, so I leave them 15. And yes.
You know what I tipped? I tipped for the first time. Well, no, I do it on a semi-regular basis. At the Subway. Where they make your sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
I tip.
So do
I. Now listen, no, that's where
$1.50 on $7.50
in American money.
That is where
yen.
That is where I draw the line.
No,
you know, if I'm in a fast food joint and they got like a thing that says tips, you know,
yeah,
no,
you'll understand why I do though.
Why?
Because I go to this place all
every
the time.
Day. Oh,
all
right, well,
and
then,
they see every time, and you know,
then
just,
you got to.
It's
do
like
it.
The end of the week. I don't always do it,
then
but
you
occasionally
do it.
I do it, and why not?
Otherwise, they spit in your food.
And you tip, but you can't at Subway because you can watch them.
You can watch them; they'll spit unless they want to be really subtle and just like be putting your tomatoes on. I go. Tss.
Now, do you know? You tip at the car wash too? Right in the box.
Yeah,
yeah. I always, all
yeah.
who share.
I always, but who doesn't do this? I always go up with $2 and make it look like I'm standing there like for 10 minutes. Just pumping money in there when I'm it's really just a $1 bill that's been in my pocket, and it's like a little tiny ball, and as I'm unfolding it, it just gives me more time at that box.
Right.
Tip so all can share.
Doesn't everybody that goes to the car wash and has one of those boxes when you go outside and they're drying your car, don't you always try to be seen?
Yes.
Shouldn't it be really not subtle? You should walk up and go, "Excuse me, I'm putting money in here."
Yeah, but do you think they would really do any better cleaning for
no.
you?
No.
No, of course not.
Tip
no.
if you care for all to share. I always put in the coupon.
Do you know really the best way to get your car extra clean is no. to tip an individual that's in there?
I do that.
Sneak a tip to them.
Do know. That when they're armor-alling
right.
or something. That's a good move.
Yeah, but you know what? That almost comes off as being a pro. Got a guy. Here's my thought about like going to a car wash. You've got a guy who pretty much is being your slave anyway. He's doing something that you could do. And if you've got a guy down on his knees and he's armor-rolling your car and you walk up and you give him a dollar, I think he's like patronizing and insulting. What I would rather do is, while these people are doing the jobs that I'm just too busy to do, is hide inside.
Mm-hmm.
I hide inside Air and condition. Wait until they're done. Mm-hmm. And then when I come out, I try to make it look like everybody else. Like, hey, look, mm-hmm. I'm putting big bucks in, but the guys, I'm sorry, my point was the guys that I hate that remind me of that.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned this before, the guys when the car comes through, mm-hmm. when they walk around.
Oh, they do the inspection.
And like they go,
bad move.
You know, hey, excuse me, boy, you missed a spot here, mm-hmm. or, you know,
right.
Little splatter over here. Now, those pricks, you right. know, to hell with them.
I yeah. put out the $5, and then when the guy reaches for it, I pull it back, and I go, have a nice day. No, I don't do that. No, of course not. No. But I hate those people that, you know, because you mentioned they are basically being your slave, and when
sure.
you see the people that really take that to heart,
yeah.
they go, look at me, clean my car. Yes.
But no, I don't tip at fast food places. I just, for whatever reason.
Most fast food, no. But at Subway, where they're crafting my sandwich to my particular specification.
And they have a jar that yeah. says tips. They
it's
have it
service.
Right next to the cash register, so I put it in there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Barb, and I work for Hair Cuttery, and I've been working for Hair Cuttery for a long, long time, and I've never heard of a VIP card, and I think that's really cool, and I just wanted to call in and tell you that I've never heard of one. I've been with the company 19 years
that's
now.
That's how rare they are.
Well, are you just still cutting hair?
Yes, oh yeah.
That might explain. 19 years, and you've not moved past the chair area. Maybe that's why they don't let you know about whatever...
Now, you're not being very nice to the lady that's part of your corporation.
She's
here.
Not my corporation. Mike, she's one of the people that that I will be inconveniencing
no.
when I go to Hair Cuttery.
Actually, I'm a salon leader, and I've been a salon leader for about 8 years now.
Yeah,
and
okay, well, then I take it back like I did with the guy from El Salvador. If
she's
you're a
the
salon
one that,
leader.
She wears the stripes. She's got the stripes.
You got the, girls, got the Girl Scout uniform. Yeah, you know what you should do? Call your corporate headquarters and ask them about it.
Yeah, I'm going to. I think that's really cool. And you know what? If they had a VIP dinner, I hope I get invited just so I can meet you guys.
Oh, you're very nice.
Nice.
You guys are great.
And that's
and
not us
you.
Guys. It's just Don.
That's right.
No one else has been given the honor. We have not right. received the Nobel
yeah,
Prize
so
in haircuts.
We can't come.
The rest, in the meantime, you should have to be transferred to the Hair Cuttery Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Right. I wish I could get transferred to the Hair Cuttery Beverly
you.
Hills.
Thank you, honey. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Good luck getting off the floor.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye!
She was very sweet.
By that, I meant, you know, the working floor. I
oh,
mean,
right.
19 years, I didn't mean get up off the floor. But
no.
I mean, you know,
no.
19 years of cutting hair, even if you were a Girl Scout troop leader,
uh-huh.
you know, you got to make the move.
Absolutely.
That's like, you know what she is? She's the Joe Ardinger of the hair cuttery.
If for every 10 years you cut hair, her lungs, about 30% hair.
Hello there.
Got tiny little hairs in her lungs.
Don and Mike
show. Popping all the time.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hairballs.
You there, Don and Mike?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Don, hey, Mike, my brothers.
Yeah.
Hey, what happens when you go into one of these places and there's like you and Shannon Doherty both waiting? Who gets to go first?
That is a good question.
Yeah.
You should set it up so that you all meet up at one and then there'll be a big battle royale. That's,
do that, Don.
That's exactly what I'll do.
Call Ryan.
Thank you. That's exactly what I'll do.
And then we'll understand the real concept of Seacrest out.
Hello,
knocked
there.
Out.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Living the dream, sir. What?
Opie and Anthony coming back to CBS for you.
Yes, I've read that.
Red Sox.
What's your next?
This is random thoughts we have right now.
What's your next thought? Mike's excited about the Red Sox. Uh-huh. What's your next thought?
I don't know. Just called to F with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, well, boy, you're effing with us good.
Good job. Consider us effed with, sir.
You done effed us so bad, we're bleeding.
How do you feel you did?
We're bleeding.
It's Timmy Topic calling.
Well, how'd it go for you?
We're bleeding.
I know.
Yourself,
I didn't think I was going to get through. That's why.
Give yourself a grade. Grade yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. How do you think
I'd
the call went?
A big C.
A big C?
Big C for the
thank you. And my mother lives in Horrorsville.
One to ten.
C plus, then.
He has it in perspective.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, yes. I'm just curious on how well you guys tip delivery drivers for pizza delivery.
Yeah, well, I do. I tip a lot.
I do big time because the Domino's, again, the Domino's where I live.
Right.
They know who I am. And for the longest time, instead of the name on the sticker, it would say Frida is the boss.
Ah.
You know, because they know who I am and we ordered so much there. So when they when I call Domino's for a pizza, you bet. It's like $20 every freaking time. And sometimes you get a guy who's like really appreciative. You know, like there's one guy. I shouldn't say this because I'll probably order a pizza over the weekend.
This is a $20 tip you're talking about?
Oh, no. The pizza's like pizza's 11 or 12.
If he gets a pizza that costs $19, he'll give the guy 20.
Okay.
Right, just like with a haircut.
I get it.
No, I overtip. I greatly overtip.
Okay.
I just order a plain pizza, which is like $11 or $12.
Right.
And I give them a 20. And most times they're appreciative, but I like it best when it's the old guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the guy who's got the paper route in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at a guy who could be your grandpa.
Yeah, and you wonder, why is he doing that?
Who's out delivering pizzas. So, yes, I absolutely tip the pizza guy. And Jesus.
That is absolutely wonderful. I just took a delivery right now for $150 worth of pizza. Got a $2 tip.
I think that's typical.
Oh, that sucks.
That happens a lot, doesn't it?
Hold on. $100 worth of pizzas?
Mm-hmm. $150.
Were you delivering to the CBS corporate headquarters in Lanham?
No, actually, I'm in Sacramento.
No, they won't deliver there anymore.
$150 and $2, that's nasty,
that's,
man.
That sucks.
Mike, you're still doing the signed photos?
Yes.
You know what you should
do? I got them right by the door, and as soon as they drop off the pizza, they get one of my photographs.
That is so
You know
nice.
What you should do? You should tell me you got some extra special and get one out of your car and, like, loogie on it and bring it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them, hey, you know, we got a special today. You order $150, but you get a free one.
Here we got five plain and a snot lovers. who ordered the snot lovers pizza?
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Calling from Sacramento.
Thanks for that bulletin.
Sorry.
The Kings have made the playoffs again.
I know.
We will be preparing for another 25-game series.
I forgot who they're playing in the first round. Who are they playing in the first round?
They are playing the San Antonio
Spurs.
The team is going to be representing the West in the NBA Finals.
It's going to be tough to get by those San Antonio point guards, though, because those guys can really move it up and down the court.
This is where Mike pretends. This is where Mike will pretend
to talk
about basketball.
When they're at the top of the key and they're in three-point range, it's something really special.
Oh, my God, Mike.
How are they doing in the paint?
Slow down, brother.
Sorry
Slow
about
down,
that.
Man.
Mike,
I didn't realize.
Mike, very seriously now, for a never-been-shoot piece of gum.
Yes.
Can you name the basketball player that went into the stands and went crazy and attacked people and was traded to Sacramento and turned their season around just for Mike O'Mara?
Can I have time? Can I have like time to answer this? Because I'm thinking.
You know
what
we're gonna need?
I know. Do,
shut up! Shut up! Hey, Sacramento Ash! Shut up!
Rob is very happy because the Think music is being used, and right now he's looking at me saying, "See, it should be in the hot stack."
Come on, Mike! Come on, Mike!
Come on, Mike! You have five more seconds, Mike.
Come on, Mike!
Ron Artest.
Mike, yeah!
Winner!
Yahoo!
Congratulations, Mike. And I swear to God, I didn't get it until the last second. It just popped
beautiful,
in my head.
Mike.
Mike, we have for you...
yeah!
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 This beautiful strap-on.
Yeah? Look at that. It's black. Thank you.
Just like you wanted.
Over the weekend, we hope that you and your girlfriend, Carla,
we will
get minutes of enjoyment.
Carla, I'm bringing it home tonight.
This brand new strap-on.
Fantastic.
Oh,
still percolating.
Stop it with your Think music.
How about that, huh?
Time to think.
All way right. to go, Mike.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Very proud of myself.
Ron Artest. That thug. He turned that team around. No S. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, unscreened. Real cool. How many do you think number 7 cards they've printed up and given to guys like Don? There's probably 50, 60 of them out there. People say, oh, I'm only number 7.
Yep.
This is jealousy calling. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey, as the Gin Blossoms sang, hey, jealousy.
Hey, why don't you tell us about your VIP card?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have?
You must have one of the other 50.
And even if they give them out to everybody in the world, I've still got one that can go. I can go anywhere. What town are you calling from? Oh, he just hung up.
Of course.
He did. You know what? We're gonna do caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fly on a plane this weekend. I'm going to go to that haircuttery, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be at that haircuttery in that guy's town.
When he's getting his hair cut.
That's right. Right before him.
Cut in front of him.
Then I'm going to go to his house, and I'm going to cut his arms off.
You know when he sits down in the chair? You're going to wait till he gets the stylist he wants, and then you're going to walk in with your VIP card, and you're going to say, I want that chair.
Out of that chair, buddy.
Get out of that chair, pal.
Cut his arms off.
And they bring the haircuttery security in, the guys with the earpieces.
Because I don't trust a lot of you listeners. I want you to know this. I like you. Thanks for listening to the show. Uh-huh. I don't trust you.
How so?
Just, I don't.
In general.
We get a bunch of sneaky bastards that call the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's why somebody once asked me, what do you call a Don and Mike listener with his arms cut off? Trustworthy.
Right.
Trustworthy.
Very good.
Actually, maybe it was something else. Wasn't Don and Mike listener. Maybe it was something else.
Yeah, I may have told that joke last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I will have to tell the person who told it to me. I'll give that person credit.
Yes, I did.
I'll tell that person that you used it as well.
Tell him that it went over big.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Oh, God. Yeah, welcome to Immigration Friday. What's happening?
Yeah, this is Dario.
Yes, Daddy-o.
I've been around Annapolis now. I've been here for 10 years, the best country ever.
Are you a citizen?
Resident.
Resident.
Resident. You know, the show's for citizens only. Only citizens, only naturalized citizens can call.
Get your papers, son.
Okay.
Sorry.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
So am I.
Bye!
Bye-bye. Oops.
And a naturalized citizen is a citizen that's had the perm taken out of the hair.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, to answer that question, who would go first, Shannon Doherty or Don? It would be Shannon Doherty.
Okay, all right, thank you for
he
answering
thought
that.
About it.
Thank you.
And this
thank
is what he came up
that
with.
Bye! You know why?
No. Go ahead, why?
So he could sniff her chair afterwards.
So I could sniff her chair. Okay, you know what? Yes.
That's fine. That was worth lingering a little longer.
Thank you, my friend. Got a break. Oh, speaking of sniffing the chair, I know that yesterday I went on and on about Aniston in this new movie she's in.
Uh-huh.
Buzz has written a song to the tune of Candle in the Wind.
See, here's the deal. I miss your song, My Two Dicks. You used to sing to the theme of Bewitched. And
yes.
So when it came up yesterday, when it was proposed yesterday that you do a version of Candle in the Wind with Aniston lyrics, I wrote for you, Don, lyrics to that melody.
So Dom will be doing the singing.
No, no, I will not.
No, apparently not.
No, I will not. I told Buzz before.
That means you're going to do the singing?
Yes.
Do you have music for this, or is this another one of those a cappella deals?
Do we have? Do we have
Buzz
like,
is doing?
Do we have like a karaoke or the original of "Candle in the Wind"?
I'll go look. I'm not sure. Yeah. You play it a lot, I know. So we should have
yeah,
it somewhere.
Such a happening rejoiner. Yeah. Beth Ann and I use it a lot as rejoiner music.
Now, Buzz, when you sit down to write lyrics, is this part of your 420 celebration?
Yeah. Well, yes, actually, it was.
And as Kelly Pickler said, you know. The lyrics. Didn't she know that lyrics and words were the same?
She
lyrics
did
and words.
Right.
I just want to get this on my chest.
He talks really weird. Simon.
Simon.
I'm a minx.
What's that mean? Duh.
Boy, but you know one thing she does good.
There's my granddaddy right down there.
She sings good. She does something else good.
Real good.
So, you don't have any real evidence of that. You're basing that on just the look.
Yeah, sure. She looks like, I don't even know what the initials would be to say, suck the chrome off a trailer hitch, but...
Don't need them now.
S-T-C-O-T-T-H.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'll write it down for you.
Pickler. Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
We should break.
Okay, one more call, and that's it. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike, hi.
Yeah, do you tip the bathroom attendants?
I very rarely go to a restaurant that's fancy enough to have a bathroom attendant, but on the occasion that I do, I'd have to say, yeah, I always toss a buck in.
I
do.
That's terrific.
I always do. How about you, Mike?
Yeah, occasionally. You know, it depends. I really don't wash my hands, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I really do either, but that's great.
In fact, I will. I will go right for the candy. I will go right for the candy. No need to. It's either wash the hands or get a fresh piece of candy.
And is it pretty much your hungriest for candy after you come out of the stall? That's like seeing
one of those little red mints.
A guy coming out of the stall not washing his hands. Just put the hand right in the jar.
I always wish that they do what I keep telling him. I said, it takes a little extra time, but those little mints, the red and white striped mints, unwrap them.
Yeah, why are they wrapped?
It's a primetime exclusive. The after dinner mints at your favorite restaurant are covered with E. coli bacteria.
Yeah. How was your dinner? Good mint.
We got a break.